May the peace and joy of our Lord Jesus be with you all, dear heart dwellers. This is Mother Elizabeth, and I want to share with you a true story that Father Ezekiel recently told me about a very devout Benedictine monk who loved the Lord and prayed often. His work was making baskets, and one day he took his lovely but simple baskets into town to sell or trade them to support the monastery. Upon arriving in town, the monk caught sight of the most beautiful young woman he had ever seen. He couldn't take his eyes off her, and his heart was immediately enraptured with this woman. He fell head over heels in love with her, and instantly professed his feelings and desire to marry her at once. She said to the monk, "You will have to speak to my father if you wish to marry me." Now the young lady's father was a powerful sorcerer and very high up in the Dark Kingdom. The monk sought out her father and asked him for his daughter's hand in marriage. The sorcerer said that he needed to consult his idol. After some time had gone by, the father came back and said to the monk, "My idol said you must renounce your god before you can marry my daughter." The monk was so blinded by passionate love, he said, "Done. I renounce my god. So now can I marry your daughter?" The sorcerer replied, "Let me consult my idol once more." After a while, the father came back and said, "My idol says your god still stands beside you, and therefore you cannot marry my daughter." Well, the monk was so astounded at the sorcerer's words and grieved about denying his Lord publicly that he wept bitterly and went back to the monastery to beg the Lord's forgiveness and to live out his days loving and praying to his God with all the contrition and fervor he could muster, never to doubt the faithfulness of Jesus again. I was meditating on this story and started to fall into doubt about answers to my prayers when Jesus began speaking. The impeachment trial is yet again another big distraction for my people, when I need you all in prayer and to offer up your sufferings and trials. Ask for my spirit to guide your intercession and to help you pray effectively in your heavenly language. The enemy continues to put up a facade while they plot evil and make wicked plans behind the scenes. We are at a tipping point in your nation and worldwide. I need your attention focused on the real battle, which continues to be thwarting the plans of the enemy and for the redemption of souls. Your offerings and prayers are very much needed, now more than ever in these next few weeks. The Lord continued, "You were falling into unbelief and doubting the effectiveness of your prayers earlier. Do you know what hinders your prayers?" I said, "Tell me, Lord." He answered, "Pride. I convicted you of this yesterday, and you did confess and sought my help to remove from your heart what is obnoxious to me." Just then he reminded me of Job 35, verses 12 and 13. Which says, "He does not answer when men cry out because of the arrogance of the wicked. Indeed, God does not listen to their empty plea. The Almighty pays no attention to it." Jesus continued, "Disobedience in ignoring my will, critical attitude, and selfish motives are all roadblocks and hindrances to your prayer life, my loved ones." I was prompted to look up James chapter 4, verse 3, which states, "When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." "Oh, Lord, help me," I said. "I feel like I've been praying the same prayers over and over for years and are still not being answered." The Lord replied, "My people, you believe your prayers are at times hitting the ceiling and bouncing back down and not getting through to me. And that's what the enemy wants you to believe. Your prayers, my precious ones, are so highly effective when you pray with pure intentions and motives. Ask me for the grace to come before me with your prayers and petitions, with a true and sincere heart, filled up with my Holy Spirit. Ask me for the grace to fill your heart with my will. Ask me for the grace to correspond with my graces. I will grant these requests to the truly contrite of heart, the humble and the meek. What pleases me is a strong and living faith in my goodness. I desire to shower you all with my graces and virtues in a way that will equip you for what is yet to come. You are all so very dear to me, and my love for you is faithful, merciful, and steadfast. I do stand beside you, holding your hand, even when you fall again and again. It is you, my loved ones, that move and turn to the left and to the right, instead of fixing your thoughts and heart firmly on me. Hold fast to my hand and spend time with your betrothed. I love you and stand with you. And that was the end of his message. May God bless you all, wonderful family, and keep you in the palm of his hand.